Okay. So we left off last time that there seemed to be two mahalchim. I guess let's start by just reviewing a little bit. The Gemara says Eid Zaymeim is machlekes Abaye. Abaye says Lemafreya who nifsal. Rabbi says Mekan Lahaba who nifsal. We explained that the Svar Pshutu would certainly be like Abaye. That of course it should go Lemafreya. We're passing them. Right, we're considering them to be Eidim Psulim. Why? Because they hold a lie. When did they tell the lie? In April. So they should be possible from April. So any ages that they said in May or June should also be considered possible. That would be the Svar Pshuta. Thank you very much, Abi. Nevertheless, Rava says that Mikan Lahabahu Nifsal, they're only possible Mikan Lahabah, so if the second cat, the one that came and said Imanu Yisem, they only arrived in July. Again, they said in Aegis in April. And then in July, Tuadim came and said, that which you said in April, that you saw Ruben borrow money in Kew Gardens Hills, can't be because you were with us on that day in Orlando. So they're talking about the Aegis that was said in April, but they're only coming in July. So Rava holds that the psul on the Eidim is only chal from July and on. So if they'll come to Basin to be made in August, Basin will say, get out of here, we're not interested in your words because you're possible Eidim. But if they had already come to Basin and they said various stories in May and June on different matters, those Aegises are still a valid Aegis, those can still be accepted in Basin because the psul only is chal mikano habay. From when they became possible in real time, which was in July, that's when they become possible and it doesn't go retroactively. Why not? After all, the Aveira that they did that makes them puzzle happened in April. So why don't they become a puzzle in April? So Rava said, because Eidim is a chiddush. Since it's meaning if this was a very logical psal, we caught them being Michal Shabbos. So they're, we caught them stealing. So the puzzle of Eidim. So then the psal would be from when we caught them stealing. But over here, we didn't really catch them doing anything. We made them into Eidim Zemim. But Eidim is a chiddush. It's a tray with tray. My chazas, tzayas lahani, tzayas lahani. They said that they were in Kew Gardens Hills. Two other Eidim said, no, you were really in Orlando. The Torah says, believe the second pair. But we don't really know. The second pair was telling the truth. Maybe the first pair was telling the truth. So we're passeling them because the second pair said that they were in Orlando and we believe the second pair. But it's a chiddush that we should believe the second pair. When something is a chiddush, then we limit its application. And so, yeah, we believe the second pair, but only starting from when the Torah said so. That was in July when the second pair came and said, you were in Orlando, not in Orlando's Hills. The terrorists said a chiddush that we should listen to them. So all of the effects of the parasha of Eidim Zaymim only go into effect starting from that day. So they're possible going forward, but they're not possible retroactive. That was Rava. We saw the Rambam when he brings down the halacha, the basic din of Eidim Zaymim. Never mind the details of our sugya of Mikan al Habo, Nifsol al Mafrehu, Nifsol. It's just explaining the basic halacha that when two Eidim come and say a story, and two other Eidim come and say, no, the story didn't happen, so then it's considered a suffix. But if two Eidim come and say a story, and the second, two other Eidim come and say, we don't know about your story, it may be true, it may not be true, but you were not there because you were with us somewhere else, then you believe the second pair. Zok the Rambam, v'davrez egzeres hakasuf. That this is egzeres hakasuf, we don't have a reason for it, it's just the Torah says so we listen to the Torah, but it's not something that we have an explanation for. So the Kesav Mishnah spoke out that this Rambam is l'chair is saying over the words of Rava, that Eidim Zaymim Chiddush. Rava says that it's a Chiddush because Misver, we never would have listened to one pair more than the other pair, so it's a Chiddush, that's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says that it's egzeres hakasuf. Frek the case of Mishnah, but isn't it only Rava that says that? And Abaye doesn't agree with that? So he says, like the case of Mishnah, that the Rambam feels that that's not what Abaye was disagreeing about. Abaye also agrees that it's a chiddush. Fine. So the Rambam Shita is that in Zaymim is a chiddush, is a gzeres hakasuv, is an illogical, inexplicable halacha, like paraduma. That's the Rambam Shita, and the Rambam holds that not only Rava holds that way, but even Abaye also holds that way. We mentioned last time that the Ramban seems to disagree. So this morning you got a little bit more of you stood sort of inside. What we were saying over in Shir last time was the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah presents it as two different Mahalchim in the Sugya. The only thing is, he doesn't refer to the Ramban by name. He didn't see this Ramban in Chumash and Parashat Shoftim. But he saw the svar of the Ramban in the Tur. The Tur in his Sefer on Halacha, in Chesha Mishpat Siman Lamed Ches, he, when he introduces the topic of Eid Mzaimim, he says that, it might seem surprising to you that if two Eidim come and they say, we saw Reuven borrow $100. If two other Eidim say, no, he never borrowed $100, then it's a trade, it's something we don't know who to blame. But if the second pair comes and says, how could you say that you witnessed this loan in Kew Gardens Hills on April 11th? You weren't even in Kew Gardens Hills on April 11th. You were with us in Orlando on April 11th. If that's what the second pair says, then we win the second pair. Zuck the Torah, that might seem surprising to you, but really there's a good logic to it. The logic is that if they're coming to dispute the loan, he did borrow money, he didn't borrow money, so all the Eidim are witnesses. The first pair says that he did, that Reuven did borrow the money. The first pair, we'll call them Avram and Yitzchak. They say that Reuven did borrow the money. The second pair, that's Moshe and Aaron, they say that Reuven didn't borrow the money. They're all talking about Reuven, so they're each one is equally entitled to give his opinion. He's equally entitled to put in his 2 cents. But if the second pair doesn't come and say Reuven didn't borrow the money, they say, we don't know anything about Reuven. We just know that Moshe, that these two Eidim that came when we testified, Avram and Yitzchak, they say they saw a loan in Kew Gardens Hills on April 11th. They weren't in Kew Gardens Hills. They were in Orlando. And they say back, no, it's not true. We were in Kew Gardens Hills. And the second pair says, no, you were in Orlando. So what's the, he said, I said, you said, he said, they said, right? Well, what's the dispute over here? It's not about whether Reuven borrowed the money. It's about whether Avram and Yitzchak were in Kew Gardens Hills or in Orlando. So the story becomes about Avram and Yitzchak. If it's about Avram and Yitzchak, so now, who should you believe? Avram and Yitzchak or Moshe and Aaron? So now it's mistaken that Moshe and Aaron should have more nemanis. They're Eidim. They can say whatever they want about Avram and Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak can't say an Eidus about themselves. And the Torah gives a mashal, which again comes from the Ramban, that if the second pair would have come in and said that this first pair, we saw them be Michal Shabbos. And they would say that, no, we weren't Michal Shabbos. Would you call that a tray of tray? That's not two Eidim say this way, two Eidim say that way. No, the two Eidim say they were Michal Shabbos, and they deny it. But sorry, you can't deny what two Eidim say about you. So over here, it's the same thing. Two Eidim say they were in Orlando. They say they weren't in Orlando. But if we're discussing whether or not they were in Orlando, then they don't get to give an opinion. Only the second pair gets to give an opinion, and therefore we believe the second pair.
The Kavanas are the same.
The what is the same?
The Kavanas, they might be attacking specifically the Eidim, but their intention isn't contrary to what they said, their kavana is to still free whatever the
Reuven from the loan.
Yeah,
I don't know how you know that. You mean their ages would end up having that effect? That's true. Whether that was their kavana, I think is guesswork. But I think even if you're right, it doesn't really matter if that's their kavana. But I don't think it's necessarily true. Maybe they're kavah. I mean, let's take their words at face value. They might really have no idea. They never met Reuven. They're not interested in saving Reuven any money. But they just know that these Eidim weren't in Kew Gardens Hills. So the Lechem Mishnah says that we have two mahalchim in this, that according to the Tur, right, which again, he says Tur, I say Ramban, because I know that the Tur got it from the Ramban. He didn't have the Ramban. He didn't learn this Ramban. He sees it in the Tur. But according to the Torah, the Ramban, the Machlokes Abaye and Rava is whether Eidim Zayimim is a chiddush or not a chiddush. Rav calls it a chiddush. Abaye says back, no, it's not a chiddush. There's a svara to it. Whereas the Rambam, who brings down Eidim Zayimim Gzeres HaKosavu, so that means that he holds that Abaye really agrees to Rava that it is a chiddush. So what does he disagree about? That which Rava said, that since it's a chiddush, Ein Lech Abaye Elu Mishat Chiddush Ve'Eloch, that Abaye disagrees about it and says, no, although it's true that it's a chiddush, but we can still apply retroactively. Okay, I think that's all. That's a chazara on what we covered last time. And all we added is this, we saw it inside the Lechem Mishnah, and he presents that as a machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah. Now, if we have a machlekes here, right, that's what the Lechem Mishnah is leaving us with, is that there's an open question as to whether we should view Eidim Zeimimim as a svara, or not. You have the Tur, the Ramban that say it's a svara. You have the Rambam that says it's not a svara. So we see machlekes Rishonim. They're arguing about whether it's a svara or not. So I mean, shouldn't we be able to just think this through? And is it a svara? Is it not a svara? The Torah gives a svara. So what do you mean the Rambam holds it's not a svara? What about the Torah svara? What's wrong with the Torah svara? Why should the Rambam disagree? The Torah said something very logical. Surely the Rambam, right, the Torah even gave a mashal. The Torah said that if the second pair of Eidim will come in and say about the first pair, we saw you be Michal Shabbos. And the first pair would say, no, it's not true. So then the Torah said, you wouldn't call that a trey with trey, you would call that two Eidim and then, you know, two defendants that are in denial. But you have two Eidim and they're considered, that will be considered an uncontested Eidim. So over here, the Torah, it's the same thing. Two Eidim are saying, you were in Orlando, and they're saying, no. So obviously we should believe the Eidim that say that they were in Orlando, and not they that say that they weren't in Orlando. L'chair, it's a good svara. The Lachem Mishnah says, but the Rambam holds it's not a svara. Why? What's wrong with the svara? What makes the svara debatable? So what do you say to that? What's the... Think of it, I think a good way to try to approach this is to think of the mashal that the Torah gave and think about whether the mashal is really a good match to the nimshal. Meaning, is our case really just like the case of... And what was his lashon? He said, imagine that they would come and say... the Torah said... It's as if the second pair, Moshe and Aaron, came and said about Avram and Yitzchak, we saw them commit a murder, we saw them commit a chil Shabbos. And of course, they wouldn't be believed then to say, no, we didn't. So just like over there, we would believe the second pair, not the first, over here is the same thing. Tell me how one can argue and say, no, it's not the same thing. It's not at all the same thing. What's the flaw in this svara?
Is it something that they specifically did? They either?
Which is something that they specifically did?
Killing someone or being Mechal Shabbos.
Okay, and over here, being in Orlando is something that they did. What's the difference?
It's not in there.
Very good. Very good. If we think of the case of the Torah's mashal, when Eidim came in and said we saw them commit a murder, and they say no, we didn't. So over there, what's the issue that Basin is coming to decide upon? Basin is coming to decide whether they committed the murder or they didn't. So in that, didn't tell you it, they are the defendants. They're the nidoim. They're the matter under investigation, that's the type of nidoim, the matter or the person that's under investigation, the one that we're coming to don upon, they are the nidoim. They're the din Torah is about them. Over here, though, in the nimshal, in the case of Adam Zayim, Avram and Yitzchak walked to the base and they said, Reuven borrowed money in Kew Gardens Hills on April 11th. Moshe and Aaron walked in and said, you were in Kew Gardens Hills, you were in Orlando. Now, the dispute, the contested point, is where the Eidim were. But what matters to Beis Din, the matter that's really under investigation, is not where the Eidim were. That's not what Beis Din did not convene to decide whether these Eidim were in Orlando. Because like Dovi says, it's not an avir to be in Orlando. There's no punishments in the Torah. There's no dinim that go into effect because a person was in Orlando. There are dinim that go into effect when a person borrows money. Basin came to convene. Basin over here is gathered to decide whether Reuven borrowed money. Now it's true there is a argument. There's an argument about it, and the argument revolves around whether the Eidim were in Orlando. But that's not the matter that's really under investigation. That's not the nidoin of the Basin. So the Rambam holds that this svar of the Rambam. The reason why the Rambam says no, it's Gzeiras HaKosov. It's not a svara, is because this idea that we should believe the second kat because the first kat, the discussion is about the first kat. It says if someone said the first kat was Mechal Shabbos, no, it's not. If someone said the first kat was Mechal Shabbos, then that would be what Basin is coming to investigate. But what Basin is coming to paskin upon. But over here, they were arguing about whether the first cow was in Orlando. But there's no din that's chal when a person is in Orlando, that basin cares whether they were in Orlando or they weren't in Orlando. That only affects whether their aegis on the halva in Kigarnet Hills was a good halva, a good aegis, or not a good aegis. But so they're not the nidain. That's why the mushal of the Torah is really not similar to the nimshal, and the svara is not at all, to put it mildly, at the very least, it's not a svara pshuta. One could very well argue with the svara. And that's the Rambam. There's nothing shver on the Rambam. For the Rambam to call it a gezeiras hakasav, which basically means to say he's not impressed with this svara of the Ramban and the Torah that we believe the second cat because the first cat is what we're talking about. We're talking about whether they were in Orlando or not. No, especially if you think of it. I mentioned the Ramban says the Svar first, and the Torah also says the Svar. There's a third Rishon that says the Svar, but he adds a certain line that makes it even more extreme. He says that the reason why we believe the second cat and not the first is because the first cat, who's this? This is the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch, when he writes over this Svar of the Ramban and the Torah, the way he phrases it is that because they're arguing about whether the first cat was in Orlando or not. So the first cat is like Bali Dvarim. They're not the Edom, they're the Bali Dvarim. I mean, they're the ones that the Dentaira is about. That's a very shvera thing to say. And again, he's just the one that puts it into words. But the Torah is also implying that the Torah of the Ramban, that's what their shvera sounds like. That the reason why we believe the first cat and not the second cat is because the second cat, we believe the second cat and not the first cat is because the second cat is Edom. And the first cat, they're Bali Dvarim, because we're all talking about them. But it's really very shver to think of it that way, because it's true, what's being contested is, were they in Kigarnet Hills or were they not in Kigarnet Hills in Orlando? But what the bottom line, the actual nidoin of the Beis Din is whether Reuven borrowed the money, not whether Avraham Yitzchak were in Orlando or Kigarnet Hills. So, Lagavi, whether Reuven borrowed the money, we should still look at it as a trade with trade. So this is, I would say, first in defense of the Rambam, but maybe even more, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says this as a kashi. He doesn't say it the way I did, as in defense of the Rambam. He says this svara of the Torah, he says, doesn't make any sense to me. That which the Torah says, that we look at the first cat as being the Bali Dvarim and the second cat as the Edim, because they're arguing about where the first cat was. So the first cat is Bali Dvarim. He says, that would make sense if there was a punishment involved, if there was an Aveira involved in being in Orlando. But it's no Aveira to be in Orlando. That only affects whether they could give testimony on Reuven borrowing the money in Kew Gardens Hills. So they're not the Nidoin, they're not the Bali Dvarim, they're Edim, just like the cat is Edim. He says, I don't see why we shouldn't call it a Trey or Trey. I don't see why you could call them Bali Dvarim. Rabbi Chanan says that he's bothered by this svar. He doesn't understand the svar of the Ramban and the Torah and the Sefer Achinuch, who says that we believe the second cat because the first cat is the matter under discussion. He says they're not the matter under discussion, even though it's true that the dispute is about where they were, but why should they be any less nemah than the second cat? When the dispute is about whether they did a crime, then they're the ones under investigation, then they're not witnesses, they're Bali Dvarim, then they're not Neman. But over here, true, we're arguing about where they were, but it's no sweat off their back. You want to put them in Orlando, fine. It's no punishment for being in Orlando. It only is relevant as to whether Reuven borrowed the money in Kew Gardens Hills. So why shouldn't we consider them acceptable aid? And Rabbi Chanan is so bothered by this. Again, I'm saying it as a yeshuv for the Rambam, why the Rambam wasn't impressed with the svar of the Torah. And Mulchanan goes even further, he says he doesn't understand how anyone could like this svar of the Torah. It doesn't make any sense to him. He asks this as a kasha on the Torah, which again, remember, it starts not on the Torah, it starts in the in the Ramban. So now, I want to try to address this. Again, we're saying that the svara of the Ramban, the Torah, seems now a little bit, if maybe at first it seemed like a very geshmaka svara, and now, I don't know if I would say it's necessarily so shver, but it seems like a dubious svara, at least a very debatable svara. Rabbi Chanan is bothered by the kasha, how could they say such a svara? I think that we're not really, we didn't see enough of the Ramban to really understand fully what he says. In order to learn this Ramban properly, we need to learn two shtetlach Ramban. And it's interesting, the Lecha Mishnah doesn't quote it from the source. He doesn't quote this svar from the Ramban, he quotes it from the Torah, and he just has these couple of lines that the Torah brings down. But the Torah is getting it from a Ramban. And if we look further back, if we look into the Ramban, we're going to see more, and it's going to force us to reinterpret this Ramban, this svara that we've been working with. The Ramban is on the very next pasuk. Again, we're in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yotes. That's where the Parsha of Edom Zayimim is. I think the piece that we've been talking about, where the Ramban says the svara that we believe the second cat over the first cat, because they're arguing about where the first cat was. They're arguing about the first cat, so therefore we believe the second cat, not the first cat. That svar, that shtickle Ramban, I think, is on pasuk Yud Zayin. And then there's another Ramban on pasuk Yud Tes. I think it's the very next piece in the Pirush Ramban al Ha-Teira. The Teira says over there, "Vasisim loy kasher zomam lasis la'achav." That's a pasuk that we need to be familiar with. The Teira says that if two Edim are found to be Edim Zemim, so they get punished with whatever they were conspiring to do to their fellow, so shall you do to them. So if two Edim said that Reuven borrowed $100, turns out that they were really Edim Zemim, so they have to pay Reuven $100. Let's make it a more extreme case. If two Edim come into Beis Din, right? Avram and Yitzchak come into Beis Din, and they say that we saw Reuven in Kew Gardens Hills, he was Michal Shabbos. Shabbos, Parsha Shmini, April 10th, Tav Shem Pei Aleph. We saw him light a fire on Shabbos, on purpose, with Edim, with Hasra. So they mean to make him Chayav Misa. Then two other Edim, Moshe and Aaron, they'll come and say that on Shabbos, Parsha Shmini, these Edim were with us in Orlando. So we'll then know that their Edim was false. So we're going to put them to death. Right, that's what's going to happen. They try to be mechayev Reuven skila for a chil Shabbos, so they're going to be mechayev skila v'asisim mekash v'zama masas la'achav. So Beis Din is going to take these two Edim, Avram and Yitzchak, and they're going to be mechayev them misa. Zok Rashi on those words v'asisim mekash v'zama. Zok Rashi, very famous Rashi, kash v'zama v'loy kasher asa hargu einu nerogin. Rashi is quoting a Mishnah, really, he's paraphrasing the Mishnah Maseches Makis, where it says what's probably one of the most paradoxical, counterintuitive halachas in the whole Torah. If we caught these Edim after they conspired to kill Reuven, we caught them on time. Reuven wasn't killed yet. They had said, they had testified that Reuven was Michal Shabbos, based on heard their testimony. Beis Din was Mechayev Reuven Nisa. They made a date. They said, okay, the executioner is going to be coming into Beis Din on Thursday. We're going to kill him then. Meanwhile, on Monday, right, that happened on Sunday. And on Monday, two other Edim came to Beis Din and said, right, Moshe and Aaron came to Beis Din and said, wait, no, don't kill Reuven. These two Edim that testified about it, and they weren't in Kew Gardens, they were with us in Orlando. So they became Zemim after having conspired to kill Reuven, but they didn't actually kill Reuven because the executioner wasn't coming until Thursday. So Reuven wasn't dead yet. In this case, the halacha is that they get put to death. If they tried to kill Reuven, they get killed. But if it was Kasher Asa, if what happened on Sunday, they came into Beis Din and they said that we saw Reuven b'Michal Shabbos on Shabbos. And then Edim Zemim, and same day Edim Zemim, the second pair of Edim, no, I'm sorry, they come into Beis Din and they say, we saw Reuven b'Michal Shabbos. Beis Din interrogates them, Drishus Chakiris, they find the Edim to be very credible. They say, hey, fine, Reuven is Chayav Misa. The executioner is going to be here tomorrow, Monday. He comes to this Beis Din on Monday. So They schedule Reuven's death for Monday. Monday comes, Reuven gets put to death. He receives death by skila. On Tuesday, then Moshe and Aaron come to Beis Din and they say, this Avram and Yitzchak, Emmanuel, Yisrael, Mamak, and Pliny, you were with us in Orlando on Shabbos, so your Aegis couldn't have been a true Aegis. In this case, Zok the Torah, there's a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Makkos Daf Hei says, they don't get put to death. if they conspired to kill Reuven but didn't succeed in killing him, then they get killed. But if they actually killed Reuven, meaning they had him put to death, then they don't get killed. Which obviously sounds very strange. The Gemara in Makas Daf Hey even asks, isn't it a Kal V'Chayim there? If they get killed just for trying to kill Reuven, shouldn't they, Halachas Kama V'Chama, get killed if they actually killed Reuven? And the Gemara says, yeah, but we don't learn ancient from a Kal V'Chayim. Ain't ancient from a Din. Good, it doesn't seem logical to you, but that's the Halacha, that if they were Zaymim, Kasher Zomam, they were the conspiracy, but an unrealized conspiracy, then they get punished. But if the conspiracy came to fruition, if it was Kasher Asa, not just Kasher Zomam, but Kasher Asa, then they don't get punished. They don't get put to death. Okay, that's the mission in Makas Daf Hey, and Rashi on Pasuk Tes brings it down. Zok the Ramban. So the Ramban over here is very, very brave. Like I said, this seems to be one of the most paradoxical halachas of the Kal Torah Kula. Now, Matt says, I'm going to try to give you an explanation. And this, it's really a very sadistic and a very beautiful Ramban. He says, there's actually a remez in the pasuk. If you take a look at the lashon of the psukim, I think on yesterday's Ma'ariv HaKadosh sheet, I put the whole parsha of Edim Zayimim. So take a look in pasuk Yud Zayin, the lashon of the pasuk, if you have it in front of you. V'omdu shnei ha'anashim ha'shalahem hariv lefnei Hashem lefnei ha'kehanim v'ha'sheftim ha'sheyu ha'yam ha'hem. That all of the parties in the Din Torah shall stand lefnei Hashem, before Hashem, lefnei ha'kehanim v'ha'sheftim, before the kehanim and the judges, ha'sheyu ha'yam ha'hem. So I understand what it means, lefnei ha'kehanim v'ha'sheftim, that's the Beis Din, right? The kehanim who are the sheftim. Not always, it says the Kohanim v'Hashoftim. But that's the basin. There's the judges there. What does Lefnei Hashem mean? I mean, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere, Hashem is in the basin too. Yeah, it's, you know, but what does it mean that they should stand Lefnei Hashem? Zok the Ramban. The Pasuk threw that in to remind you that when you go into a basin, it's not like going into a court, you know, a New York State court, civil court, criminal court. When you go into a basin, Lefnei Kohanim v'Hashoftim, Hashem is there. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, like Kim Nitzav Badas Kel. He quotes Ramban. He quotes another pasuk. Ki Mishpat Lili Kim Hu Uvekerav Kim Yishpat. There's a number of psukim where we're taught that Beis Din has a special siyata d'shmaya. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there when you have a Beis Din, a proper Beis Din of you know, Dayanim, Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Shemayim that are really carrying out the functions of a Beis Din. Hashem does not leave things to chance. Hashem is there with them. More than the regular siyat d'shmaya that we all have when we're studying for a test. You know, and without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we would be hopeless. But we have siyat d'shmaya. It's true in everything that we do. Siyat d'shmaya, Hashgacha Pratis, but it's at a much more highly elevated level than Beis Din. Beis Din works, when you walk lefnei kehanim v'hasheftim, you're walking lefnei Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the events of the Beis Din. Zok the Ramban, from this perspective, we can understand all the dinim of Edim Zayimim. If Avram Yitzchak walk into Beis Din, and they say we saw Reuven Mimachal Shabbos, Beis Din says, oh, he should be put to death, and then right away Moshe and Aaron walk in. And they say, no, don't listen to them. Imanu Yisim are complaining. These Edim were with us in Orlando. So we recognize in this sequence of events a Yad Hashem that came to save Reuven. That, right, again, he has psukim for everything. So right, he says, Hashem lo yazenu biyadai, that Hashem doesn't abandon a tzaddik. If Reuven was really a tzaddik, so Hashem wouldn't abandon him. That's why he didn't. Hashem saw to it that Moshe and Aaron, those are the defending witnesses, should arrive in the nick of time and say Imanu Yisim before Reuven get put to death. When they come before Reuven gets put to death, we recognize in their arrival the Yad Hashem that came to save Reuven. So then we believe the second pair and not the first pair. If on the other hand, Reuven is already dead, and then the second pair comes and says, No, the first pair was not really true witnesses because the Imam Yisrael are complaining. They say that they saw a Chil Shabbos in Kigar and Silt, but they were really there with us in Orlando. So now who's telling the truth? Well, what is it? If we have a Yisrael that Basin works with Siyat and Dishmaya, well, if the second pair is telling the truth, then there was just a terrible miscarriage of justice, a gross injustice that just happened. We don't think, it's not Mustaber that Hashem would allow that. So more Mustaber is, the fact that Reuben was already put to death proves, or indicates, that the first pair was telling the truth and not the second pair. And therefore, in this case, we believe the first pair, not the second pair. Who we believe is totally on where we see the Yad Hashem weighing in. So if the second pair arrives on time, then we see the second pair as being the Yad Hashem. But if the second pair arrives too late, then for Karet, we see the first pair as being the Yad Hashem. And if we assume the first pair is telling the truth and not the second pair. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says that's the explanation of why Chazal said the Torah Shel Ha'Peh teaches us Kasher Zamam V'loy Kasher Asa. It seems counterintuitive, but really there's a svar to it. But the Ramban, in the very first words out of his mouth when he's giving this svara, the first thing he says, in order to make any of this make sense, is that really, when you have two witnesses that say we saw Achil Shabbos and Kigar Nisal, and two other witnesses that say you were with us in Orlando, so really, we don't know who to believe. Meaning, taking it at face value, before we bring in the Yad Hashem, the Siyata Dishmaya, we don't know who to believe. It's a tray, there's two witnesses and there's two witnesses. Maybe they're telling the truth and they're lying. Maybe they're telling the truth and they're lying. It's all there. It's a custom. We don't know who to believe. So then the Torah says that you should follow the clue of where's the Yad Hashem. And Mela, if the second pair arrives on time to save the Nidain, probably the second pair is telling the truth. If the second pair arrives too late, then probably the first pair is telling the truth. But this is all predicated on the opening line. I want to look at it inside with you a little bit. You see that opening line. Again, he starts off, this is hey, in today's Ma'arav Kayim Reis, Kasher Zom, Malay Kasher Asa, Mikan Amor Hargurein Neragun, Lashon Rashi, Medivu Rabbi Seinu. The Rambam begins by bringing this Rashi. The Hatam Bazeh, Bavur. Right? The explanation is Bavur. Ki Mishpat Ha'edim Zayimim Big Zeres HaShalach. The law of Edim Zeimim is entirely Gzeres HaShalat. Shalat meaning the ruler, meaning the revenge. It's Gzeres HaKosov, right? It's very similar to the Rambam's Lashon, Gzeres HaKosov. The Rambam calls it Gzeres HaShalat. It's a decree from God. We don't know. We don't understand it. Shem Shnayim U'Shnayim, because it's really two against two. So, just like the second pair could be telling the truth, maybe the first pair is telling the truth and the second pair is lying. Well, we wouldn't really know who it means for. We wouldn't know who to believe. So, considering that, so Vahine. If two people testify that Reuben killed, and two other people come and say, so the Torah says that we should kill the first pair. This happened, that the second pair arrived in the nick of time, happened in Reuben's chus. Ah, must be Reuben's tzaddik. If he was really a Rashi who deserved to die, then Hashem would have brought about his rescue. Kasher Amar Kilo Atzik Rasha. Ah, well, Reuben was already put to death. Then Nachshiv. Then we will think when we see the second pair arrive. Shahaya Emes Kol Hashayidu Alav Rishayim. That what the first pair said was really true. Kihuba Avonei Meis. Because we'd rather believe that he died guilty. If he was innocent, when he has Venu Hashem Biyadam, Hashem wouldn't have abandoned him to the conspiracy of these wicked witnesses. Koish Amar Kosav and Tehillim, Hashem Le Hazenu Biyadam, Valeir Shienu Bihishaftoi. Vaoich Lahidin Hashem Hashayf. So first of all, Hashem wouldn't have abandoned Reuben if Reuben was a Tzaddik. Furthermore, Lahidin Hashem Hashayf, Matzadigim, Ha'im Lufan, Lushpech Damnaki, Hashem wouldn't have brought about a terrible travesty through the judges. If the judges are not Tzaddikim, Kim, Mishpah, Lahikim, who would care about Kim, Yishpah, also took him in Tehillim about how Hashem is with the basin. Okay, Vihine calls our Maila Gedel Bushaif to Israel. So he says the whole Parsha of Edim Zemim is really a very eloquent testimony about the Cheshivas of a Beis Din. That a Beis Din is not just a regular court. A Beis Din enjoys a very high level of Hashgacha Pratis and Siyata Deshmaya. Okay. That's the Ramban's explanation of Kasher Zom, like Kasher Asa. Beautiful, beautiful idea. Very, uplifting with the way he tells us that whatever goes on in Beis Din, Hashem is controlling. But there's one problem. problem is that it's all predicated on the assumption that in Zayman's Gzeres HaKasov, because really it's a trade with trade, and really if we would just think about logical, you know, if we leave the Ribbono Shel Olam out of the equation, and we just think about this as we would in a regular court of law, we would say, I don't know, these are two witnesses, I don't know who to believe. So, right, he says, Gzeres HaShalit, because it's Shnayim v'Shnayim, Shame Shnayim v'Shnayim. So therefore, we could say, oh, so let's follow the clue of where's the Yad Hashem. But the problem is, this is the Ramban, Pasuk Yud Tes. What was Ramban and Pasuk Yud Zayin? Ramban, mamish, the previous shtickle in the Ramban, two psukim earlier, the Ramban is the one that said that Eitim Zayim is not a Gzeres HaKasov, it's not a Chiddush, it's a Svara. That, of course, we should believe the second pair, not the first pair, because the second pair is talking about the first pair. And then when the first pair responds and says, they're talking about themselves. So who are you going to believe? You don't believe people that are talking about themselves because right, they're like Bala, like the Sefer Chinuch speaks that. They're like Bala Yisvaru when they talk about themselves. So the Ramban, in one paragraph, he says that the Din of Eitim Zayim is a Svara, we understand it. And then the next paragraph, he says that the Din of Eitim Zayim is a Chiddush. It's a Gzeres HaShalit. It's Trey Trey. So it's really a very striking stira between these two pieces of the Ramban. Obviously, I think when you see the two pieces next to each other, I think it becomes obvious that when he said in the first piece that it's a svara, that the second pair is, we should believe the second pair because they're talking about the first pair, and if they would have said you were Michal Shabbos, Avada, we would believe the second pair, not the first pair. So over here, they said you were in Orlando. Also, we should believe them. The Ramban didn't mean that it's the kind of Svara that would have led us to make up this halacha. That a mamish makes the halacha logical. There's two kinds of Svaris. There are Svaris that we could have made this halacha. You know, the Torah says that if my property damages your property, so I have to pay you for it. Okay, now that's a logical halacha. If I was devising my own system of laws, I would have said the same thing, that if I damage your property, or if my property damages your property, I should be responsible. I'm going to have to pay for that. There are some halachas that, of course it should be that way. Right, that's one kind of a svara that says that of course it should be that way. We wouldn't allow it any other way. And then there are other svaras that they're not meant to be such a strong svara that it makes the din logical in the sense that we would have predicted the din. But it's after the fact. If the Torah says so you think. The Torah says something surprising, but don't think it's random. It's not like the Torah said, it's not like the Torah flipped a coin. You know, you have two Eidim that say Reuben borrowed money and Kigarni sells. Two Eidim say that these two Eidim were in Orlando, and the Torah said, believe the second pair, not the first pair. And really, I could have just as well heard that the Torah should say, believe the first pair, not the second pair. But okay, the Torah said, believe the second pair. You know, it's as if the Torah flipped a coin. So to that, we say, no. There's a svara. We could hear why there's somewhat more of a reason to believe the second pair than the first pair, because in a certain sense, the first pair is like Bali Dvarim. Now, he doesn't mean that they're mamish Bali. If they were mamish Bali Dvarim, then it would be a good svara. It would be a real svara. But the Ramban doesn't mean that it's a real svara. Because why? Because like a Mohammedan Tainit, it's not such a good svara. Because they're not really Bali Dvarim. Because basically, it's not really coming to decide were they in Orlando. Because like Dovi said, it's not enough error to be in Orlando. Basically, really just coming to decide whether Reuben borrowed money. And whether the Eidim in Orlando affects whether Reuben borrowed money. But the Eidim are not Bali Dvarim in any which way. So the Sefer HaChinuch, maybe the Sefer HaChinuch didn't understand it this way, I don't know, because the Sefer HaChinuch adds those words, Shehem Bali Dvarim. But that's maybe taking it too far. That's maybe an exaggerated version of the Svar. The Ramban wasn't saying that they are Bali Dvarim. The Ramban was saying that in a certain sense, they resemble Bali Dvarim more than the second pair does. I found that they're not really Bali Dvarim. Really, I would have looked at it as a trade with trade. I would have said, I have two Eidim and two Eidim, I don't know who to believe. But once the Torah tells me, believe the first pair, not, believe rather the second pair, not the first pair, I don't look at it as random. I would say that the reason why the Torah is doing this is because the Torah was thinking of it as if the second pair, the first pair was Bali Dvarim. They're not really Bali Dvarim, but you could see why, from a certain perspective, they're like Bali Dvarim, because after all, the discussion is about whether they were in Orlando, so the discussion is about them, so in that way they resemble Bali Dvarim. They're not really Bali Dvarim, because it's not an avera to be in Orlando. That's not what the Din Torah is about. But it is what the debate is about. And since the debate, the dispute, is about whether they were in Orlando, so in a certain sense, they resemble Bali Dvarim. So if the Torah said to believe the second pair rather than the first pair, that's why. It's because the Torah chose to look at it from that perspective of thinking of the second pair, of the first pair as being Bali Dvarim. So it's the kind of a svara that, after the fact, allows us to make sense out of what the Torah said. But it's not a svara in the sense of that beforehand we would have said what the Torah said. We would have come to it on its own. It's not that kind of a svara. Yeah, Yaakov?
I was wondering if you could say that the mezamim, the guys who are trying to...
The mezimim, that's the second pair. We call them the mezimim, yeah.
The mezimim. So if they're trying to say that they're testifying that the first guys don't know what they're trying to... I guess if they're trying to say that the first guy says that he stole, they're trying to say that he doesn't know that that he stole. But they're saying that they know... excuse me. They're saying that they know that. So they're trying to testify, perhaps, that... If the reason that they're coming and testifying against Reuven, if the original guy was Reuven, and the only reason they would come, or maybe not the only reason, but maybe one reason that they'd come is to get him to steal from him, but to make him lose money.
So I'm not sure what you're getting at. I follow, I think you're saying that the second cat, the mezimim, they come and say that the first cat was trying to make Reuven lose money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we're saying that that's what their kavana was,
yeah,
that's what they wanted to do, then they're trying to steal from Reuven. So if they're trying to steal from Reuven...
You mean they're trying to protect Reuven from the first cat that was trying to steal from him? Or trying to make him lose money?
The first one...
We're trying to make Reuven lose money.
We're trying to make Reuven lose money.
Okay.
So, if they're trying to make him lose money, then they're stealing. And for stealing, you have to pay.
I see. You're trying to explain why we would look at them as Bali Dvarim.
Yeah. That they're actually Bali Dvarim.
Yeah. Well, once we make it a Din Torah about Edim Zayumim, they're the Bali Dvarim. But that's not the Din Torah. I mean, from that perspective, you could also say that the second cat is Bali Dvarim, because they're trying to steal money from the first cat by making them into Edim Zayumim.
Well, if there was someone testing against them.
What?
If there was someone testing against them, then I guess so. But
no, it's a trade of trade. What do you mean? The first cat and the second cat are against each other, and both of them are affecting somebody's mamonis.
I guess I'm thinking, there's one Din Torah, and then a new Din Torah starts.
Okay, I hear. We just have a few minutes left, I'm gonna put that on hold. So what does this do for us? Again, so we now see, I think, from looking at the two Ramban side by side, it's clear that when the Ramban in the first piece said that it's a svara, he didn't mean the kind of a svara that would enable us to say it like a chila. He only meant it's something that gives us an understanding of the halacha after the fact. So first of all, the steer between the two Ramban is not a steer. He says a svara, but then in the second piece it says it's a gzeres hashalat. They're both true. It is a gzeres hashalat, meaning we don't really have a way of knowing that the second cut is more honest than the first cut. The Torah told us to believe the second cut, but we have some inkling into why the Torah told us to believe the second cut. Fine. Rabbi Chanan's kasha of how could anyone take such a svara so seriously How can anyone really believe such a svara that we consider the second cat, the first cat, to be bali dvarim, not bali dvarim? The Torah is not about them, so that also is not svara anymore. The Ramban never meant it as a svara to that degree that we should consider them to. We should consider the second, the first cat to really be bali dvarim. It's only that after the Torah said to believe the second cat, it's because the Torah was telling us to look at it that way. But not that we would have looked at it that way on our own, and that's because, like Rabbi Chanan said, because they're not really truly bali dvarim. So this answers that kasha. Now, but after we say this vart, when the dust settles and we've reinterpreted the Ramban, sort of diluted it a little bit, that he doesn't mean a svara that would allow us to say it on to say the din of Edom Zayim on our own. He just means after the Torah says it, we have some hesver in it. Maybe what comes out is that now there isn't necessarily any machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, who calls it Gzeiras HaKasav, doesn't have to necessarily disagree with this svar of the Ramban. Remember, the Rambam calls it Gzeiras HaKasav. We have a very similar expression in the Ramban. The Ramban called it Gzeiras HaShalit. Either Ramban said a svara, yeah, but the Ramban just means that the svara is something that makes it a little better than random. It's not random. We have a sense in why the Torah says it this way. But it could still be called the Gzeiras HaKasav. Like Rava says, Chidushu, my chazit is Tzayis Lahani, Tzayis Lahani. Everyone could be agreeing that what Rava says Chidushu, and Abaye might also agree that it's a Chidushu. Add one more Maramakim to this. Here I'm saying that, you know, the Lechem Mishnah presents it as the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, but look, the Ramban actually has a lashon that's quite the same as the Rambam, right? The Rambam calls it Gzeiras Kasav, the Ramban calls it Gzeiras HaShalit. One Maramakim. There's a Rambam, the Nedi Behuda brings this in. The Nedi Behuda, the Tzlach, that's the same author as the Nedi Behuda, but his Pirush on Gemara is called Tzlach. In his Pirush on Makas Daf Hei, the Tzlach, that's the Nedi Behuda, has a Gevaldig Ha'ara. He says, everyone thinks there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, again, he calls it the Rambam and the Tor. He says, the Svara of the Ramban slash Tor, right, the Svara that we've been talking about, I found it in a Rambam. He finds the Rambam himself. Where's the Rambam? Not in El Chasidus. But, you know, the Rambam, before he ever wrote his whole Sefer called Mishneh Torah, the big 14-volume Sefer of Halachos, he wrote a Sefer called Pirush HaMishnah, on all the Mishnayos, Rishisos, and Mishnah. And if we take a look at the Rambam's Pirush on the Mishnah in Makkos, in the first parak, where it speaks out that what's the case of Edom Zayimim when two Edom come and say that we saw something happen, and two other Edom come and say, Imonu, Yisim, well, complaining, that's what makes an Edom Zayimim. Over there, the Rambam says, and why do we believe the second cat over the first cat? Because they're not coming to be made about the Maisa, whether it happened or it didn't. They're just coming to be made on the goof of those Edom. And since their testimony is about the goof of the Edom, we believe them and not the first Edom. Sounds familiar, right? That's the svar of the Torah slash Ramban. We have an even earlier Makarfer, the Rambam. The Rambam said the same svara. So here, the Rambam says the Ramban, and the Ramban says the Rambam. Right? The Lechem Mishnah presented it very neatly as there's two mahalchim in the sugya. The Rambam holds that Abaye is moide that it's a chiddush. Like Rava says, it's a chiddush, Abaye is also moide, it's a chiddush. And Rava and the Ramban argues, the Ramban, the Torah, they argue and they say that no, the Abaye argues with Rava and says that it's not a chiddush, it's a svara. But now we've discovered that the svara that they gave, the Rambam also gives. And the expression there is a kosov that the Rambam said, the Ramban also says. So everyone's really on the same. Everyone says everything. There's a shalit. That lashon that the Ramban and Pasuk says, there's a shalit. So there really, there's no two mahalchim here. Avad, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush because it is surprising that the Torah should say that we believe the second cat rather than leave it as a suffix. Meaning we would have expected that the Torah would leave it as a suffix. And the Torah, right, the two people say this, two people say that, we don't know who to believe. The Torah surprised us. The Torah said you believe the second cat. Rava says it's a chiddush, and everyone agrees to that. Rava says it's a chiddush, and Abaye agrees that it's a chiddush, and the Rambam calls it a chiddush, and the Ramban calls it a chiddush, and everyone agrees that it's a chiddush. But the Ramban and the Torah, and even the Rambam of Pirush HaMishnayos, everyone that says svaras, what they just mean to say is, yeah, it's a chiddush that we don't leave it as a suffix. But once the Torah said to believe somebody, how come the Torah said to believe the second cat? Why did the Torah say to believe the first cat? Is that random? Is that a flip of the coin? Chiddushu, right? The Torah surprised us and picked one cat. Yeah, about it, it's a chiddush because the Torah picked one cat. We would have expected that we would leave it as a tray or tray. But that which the Torah picked one cat, was it a random cat? Or is there some logic to why the second cat wasn't the first cat? So to that, there's a svara. There is a logic to it because since the dispute is about where the first cat was, so from a certain perspective, the first cat resembles Bali Dvarim. That's why the Torah says to believe the second cat over the first cat. It's a svara, it's a nice svara, but it doesn't take away from what Rava says that it's a chiddush because it's still more logical to say trey or trey, that we don't know who to believe. Once we're going to believe one side, there's a logic to why it should be the second cat, not the first cat. But more logical would have been not to believe anybody, call it a trey or trey. So yes, it's a svara, and yes, it's a chiddush all at the same time. But mainly, there's not any machlokes between Abayan, but between the Rambam and the Ramban. They could all agree that what Rava says, chiddushu, is true, is accepted, and Abayan also agrees that it's a chiddush. So what then is the machlokes? Machlokes is just about whether we say, good, it's a chiddush, but Abayan says, yeah, it's a chiddush, but Lamai said the chiddush should still go retroactively. And Rava says, no, since it's a chiddush, and that's the point of contention between Abayah and Rava. Okay. I wanted to start the Tesis today, but I guess we don't have time really to get into the Tesis. It's very important, this next Tesis. Again, we're not doing the Tesis in order. The first Tesis, Rava Amar, maybe we'll come back to after we learn some more of the Gemara on Ayin Gimel, but for now we're skipping the Tosfos Rava Amar. But the Tosfos Ein Lecha Bo Ela Mishas Chiddush Ve'Eilech, it's long, but it's really, there's two halves to it. It really, you could look at it as two different Tosfosim. So we're going to work first on the first half. Very, very important to see the Gemara Rava Basra. The Tosfos brings down. You have to learn that Gemara's Machlokes over there between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. It's a Geshmak case, a Geshmak discussion over there. Learn the Gemara well. Then come back and do this Tosfos, and then Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll begin with the Tosfos. All right. You're welcome.
Classic. Square.